Welcome back to another episode of Around the World in 30 Minutes. My name is Pablo Kuluru, and today our guest is Joey Key.
Hello.
Today we're going to be talking about something that has taken the world by shock. North Korea has never been an open country, and that's not a misconception. Things like COVID cases and even the amount of children current leader Kim Jong-un has not been completely clear to the outside world for a long time. Mysteries about them have been rumoring for decades, but one mystery has recently caught the eyes of the world and its leaders, one that can affect their government, relations, and stability. This was a rumor that Kim Jong-un was dead. And now this all started a few weeks ago when Kim Jong-un wasn't spotted since April 11th, but rumors got serious when he was absent at a major holiday, which was the birth of the founder of the North Korea, which was Kim Il-sung. Now, to start off, when you first heard these rumors, did you believe it at all?
I really don't know. North Korea is such a secretive place, and, you know, absences like this have happened before. Nothing to this extent, but they've gone absent before, and I didn't really believe it.
I know I kind of believed it for a while. So pretty much the rumors that arose were about his fragile health or his possible death, which led many all over the world to fear what could be the future of North Korea's leadership, especially the nuclear powered state.
Yeah, he had the heart surgery?
Yeah, he had something, I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure they had to bring in Chinese officials, and everyone thought they were placing cars all over the place to fake everyone.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure South Korea, like, denied anything, said that he was alive and well, which I guess it turned out to be right.
South Korea.
I know a few days ago, the North Korea and South Korea exchanged fire at the border. So,
there's definitely tensions rising there. And South Korea, as well as an American professor who is residing in South Korea, has confirmed that Kim Jong-un is alive. So pretty much all rumors of his death are taken down, but a lot of people are still scared about the situation, because there was this one conspiracy theory that came up a while ago that said Kim Jong-un pulled a Stalin approach and tried to lay low to make it seem like he died to see who he could trust within his inner circle. Do you think that's real? Because I feel like that's a little bit of a stretch.
That's definitely a stretch. Because his inner circle are the people that knew he was alive.
Well, I think that he was even pulling a trick on some of them as well. And there he was trying to see how the rumors would affect them.
Yeah. I'm not throwing anything out the window because it's North Korea, but I doubt that.
And some are believing that him doing this was preparing North Korea for what would happen when he dies, implying that he might die soon. Do you think that's all the possibility?
He is a little overweight, and he is a smoker.
Yeah,
so he's got the recipe to die, and I still don't know who would take over for him if he dies. His sister. I don't think his sister would, because they wouldn't have a female leader. I don't think.
You don't think they would be ready for that?
I don't think they would. I don't think that's their tradition. Okay. I don't know who would take over, but.
Because, a lot of people believe that his sister's primed for the spot, but others think that his uncle is in contention. And if Kim Jong-un is old enough, I don't know why they would put his uncle as supreme leader.
It's all of it's a possibility because of how secretive North Korea is. But
So you think that there's no way his sister could come in because they're just not ready for a female to take over?
Not that there's no way. I think that it's unlikely.
I think a lot of people think that way too, because if major powers like the US has never had a female leader, and then a backwards state like North Korea, it's just unreasonable. And I don't know, it could
happen. It's just, it's not in their tradition. They're more traditional in their culture. Yeah.
So a few people are getting scared of what would happen in his death. So obviously North Korea is a major state and it's got a lot of influence all over the world. And it's already making people scared from a few years ago when they were criticized for testing nuclear weapons in the ocean.
Yeah.
And especially because they haven't had the best relationship with America. Of course, Trump has tried to make out some deals. It never went through. So this is making a lot of people scared of their nuclear missiles and what could happen. So do you think that there's any major threat if the leadership would suddenly change?
Well, it definitely could bring up some possibilities, because I do believe that our government has a decent relationship with Kim Jong-un right now. But one thing I want to point out that so Kim Jong-un a few days ago made his first public appearance at a fertilizer plant, and that fertilizer plant from aerial images above is far more complex and large than any traditional fertilizer plant. Something that fertilizer, you can extract uranium from fertilizer or from phosphate fertilizers, and that's, uranium is the basic material for nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
And I could see Kim Jong-un using this fertilizer plant, because, you know, North Korea is a very they have food shortages throughout their country. And I could definitely see them using this fertilizer plant and extracting uranium from it to make it all look good, but secretly do their short range and maybe in a few long range ballistic missile tests.
So you think they're increasing their nuclear arsenal already?
I'm not going to say anything like that, but I think it depends on how much pressure, because this is our election year. This is when we elect, you know, a new president, maybe.
Of course.
How much, you know, if Kim Jong-un thinks that Trump is someone that he can gamble with, then he might lay low and not do many nuclear tests to make it seem like he's giving a pass to Trump, to make him have an increased chance to get reelected. If he thinks Joe Biden, which, you know, is probably going to be the running candidate for the Democratic Party, if he thinks that Joe Biden is the better person to gamble with, he might up his testing and make it seem like Trump doesn't have it under control, you know.
Gotcha. So you think he's playing with our emotions a little bit?
I think he's kind of got a little bit of control. I think he feels like he has a little bit of a control of who's going to get elected in our country, which I don't like that at all. But
I don't think anyone likes it. But I think you bring up a really good point about the uranium mining, because even in a few cases I did before for debate, uranium mining was one of the biggest things for nuclear arsenals and whether or not they can actually expand their horizons with nuclear arsenals. So I think
they agreed to shut down all uranium mines.
Yeah, but they're not exactly the most trustful people.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I know there's a few deals that they've said they were gonna stop testing and they kept testing, and stuff like that has happened all over the world. I think with even China.
Yeah.
So do you think there's any other instabilities that would come if there was a change in leadership?
Not necessarily with our country. I think our relationship with them wouldn't change much. But definitely in North Korea, you'd probably see a lot of uncertainty. And
so do you think that if we elected Joe Biden, because he's already our official candidate to run for the Democratic Party, do you think if Joe Biden was to win the election, that would change their approach to nuclear missiles and the way they would attack all that?
I definitely think so. if you look at, you know, Obama's presidency under Obama, they had, you know, they had less strict guidelines and rules for not the North Korea as a terrorist organization, but I'm talking about terrorist organizations. We, you know, we all know the $400 million the Obama administration sent to Iran to release the guards. And, you know, that's kind of how Joe Biden and Obama went at, you know, terrorist organizations, is they tried to use money to get them to stop. And, you know, Trump isn't about that. Trump sets more military action, but, you know, maybe they feel like they could gain something if Joe Biden wins the presidency.
So you think that North Korea could say, okay, if Joe Biden is in presidency, then we could kind of use that to our advantage, get them to pay us to stop?
I definitely think so, because, you know, they're Obama and Biden's, they were kind of appeasement people. They, you know, you can do that, but we're, you know, we'll give you money, but don't do any more. You know, that was kind of their strategy. And I think that North Korea sees that, and they might use that to their advantage.
Okay. I completely see what you're saying. And I think that's a really good point, because one of the things that I praise Trump for is I loved his efforts to talk to North Korea and to actually make an effort to talk to Kim Jong-un about nuclear missiles and de-arming the nation. And that's something that I think is awesome. So do you think that if his sister was to come into leadership of North Korea, do you think that would allow us to swoop in and make some deals? Do you think that's something not only us, but other countries would try to do?
Actually, yeah, I haven't thought about that, but yeah, that's the definite possibility, because, you know, a change in leadership, that's going to be, you know, when their country is not stable, and we could definitely come in during that time and maybe make some deals with them.
Keep going.
I mean, that's definitely a good possibility.
And so do you think that if his sister or his uncle, or if it's in the future his son, comes into leadership, do you think that the new leader is going to try to be super strict on not meeting or making deals with other countries, so they don't seem like, say, a pushover, or so they don't seem like they're trying to make too many radical changes?
Well, that is kind of how their family line has done it. They've been, throughout the history of their leadership, their family leadership in North Korea, they've been very, very strict and very close to the outside world. And so I bet that would continue even if his sister or uncle took leadership.
Yeah, because North Korea has always been a stubborn state. Like, they're not exactly one to change their rules for others, and they're not exactly one to try to build relations with all the biggest countries.
Yeah.
So North Korea has had propaganda in the past, and the propaganda showed a nuclear attack on Washington, D.C., and what it would look like. It included the White House burning down and a teared up American flag in a pit of fire. So knowing that, like, they're even pushing their own citizens to think America's a terrible place, all the problems are because of America and the United States, do you think that would push them towards or away from making a deal with us?
Well, I first want to say that that's completely what happens when you have censored media. You know, like, their government runs their media. Their citizens only know what the government tells them.
Just like
and
China.
So that's, yeah, just like China. And that's, you know, that would, I don't think that would necessarily break a deal with us, because we're dealing with their government, not their people.
Gotcha.
And, you know, we don't know the truth here necessarily about North Korea, but we definitely know more than we did a year ago.
Yeah. And the whole situation with North Korea and their secrecy and us never knowing what's really going on, it feels like before World War II started and in Germany when they were doing all this genocide and all these terrible acts, the world didn't know what was happening. We had an Olympics in Germany while they were doing all of that, and we had no idea what was happening. But North Korea is doing the exact same thing. Do you think it's a possibility for them to evolve to something like that?
Well, no, because in the 40s, we didn't have satellite images. We didn't have the surveillance that we do now of other countries. And I feel it'd be very hard for them to get away with something like Germany. Not saying it's not possible. You know, they are very secretive and they're pretty good at what they do.
Yeah.
But it would be a lot harder for them to do that in this day.
Gotcha. And I completely agree. I don't think that they can move up to that kind of thing, especially because Germany had political affiliations with other countries, something that North Korea has tried to isolate themselves after
other countries. And Hitler came into, a Germany that was devastated by World War One, and it was very easy for him to, make these cheap promises to people and gain power. And North Korea, they are in poverty, but they're not nearly as bad as post-World War One Germany.
Yeah. But I see a lot of similarities between them because Germany, of course, Hitler was going off the idea Europe and Great Britain and America, they made us do all these unfair acts. They're the reason we're in this terrible position. But North Korea is doing the exact same thing. This one factory worker named Ohm Myung-jin, a North Korean, stated that North Korea pretty much blames everything that goes wrong with them on America. They see us as the root of all of their causes.
Yeah, I mean, that's the same thing with China. And it's the same thing with, Iran and a lot of these big terror organizations. That a lot of them don't like America because we stand for exactly what they don't want, which is freedom and justice. And so, I see that.
So you bring up a good point that America stands for exactly what they're in opposition for, freedom and justice. So do you think if they do have a new leader, and if we were able to swoop in and make deals, that we could have some influence on them?
Definitely. I think we could definitely influence. I don't want to say influence their leader because that sounds bad, but we could definitely maybe make them open up a little more to the world, join the world economy.
And of course, those are two very big ifs because as we've seen in the past, it's not easy getting through to North Korea.
Yeah. And I honestly don't think that Kim Jong-un is going to die within the next 10 years.
Really?
He's what, 30 something?
I believe so.
I don't know the exact age, but I think he's like 39 maybe. I see him living a little longer than 10 years, but he could go.
Yeah. He's 36 years right now.
36 years old.
Yeah. So he's young compared to a lot of other leaders around the world.
Yeah. And he's like, what, half the age of Trump and Joe Biden?
Yeah. So do you see any immediate effects of what would happen if Kim Jong-un was to suddenly die? Something that they have not prepared for?
Anyway, say that again. Sorry.
So, what do you think the immediate effects would be if Kim Jong-un was to suddenly die? And it wasn't something that they were preparing for.
It's tough to say because, their first reaction would probably be to get a new leader, and they'd probably have a bunch of ceremonies and stuff for Kim. And once again, going back to your point of swooping in, we could definitely swoop in there, offer some support, and maybe make a deal with them about future things.
And do you think that, so the whole point of us swooping in, Do you think that would change based on if we had, say, Trump into presidency or Biden in presidency or a whole other candidate? Do you think the person America has as leader would change us swooping in? Or do you think that would just happen regardless?
I think it would. I think Trump would see it as a more of an opportunity and maybe be a little more aggressive with it. That's kind of how his personality is. Biden might, it's our next president's either going to be Trump again or Biden. You know, there's really brilliant, pretty much no chance anyone else is going to get it.
Yeah.
But, Biden, I feel like he'd be a little more timid. I feel like he would do something, but he would be a little more timid at first.
Okay.
Because of, political correctness. And
I see where you're coming from. And I think a lot of people share those views that he might not be as pushing or as forward as other presidents.
And he wouldn't demand, I don't think Biden would demand the same that Trump would. He wouldn't want as much from North Korea.
Gotcha. So another issue that some people are bringing up is not exactly something I know much about, but it's the stock market. So pretty much everyone is saying that the stock market is going to majorly shift from, as it currently is, the American stock market, and in 10 or 20 years, it will become the Chinese stock market, where that is where all of the attention goes to. And they yeah, what were we saying?
That's definitely where it was headed before this virus. It was definitely headed there. If you look, they controlled tons of our pharmaceutical and, they were outbeating us in economics. And now that this virus has kind of shown the light on that, I think we'll have a lot of these companies moving back to America and shifting our, economic focus back here, which is a good thing. We want America to do good.
Of course. That's something I've never thought about, how the virus has changed the direction of the stock market.
Go ahead, sorry.
So people are saying that there's uncertainty on Chinese stocks if North Korea would go into an unstable state, because there's really no telling of what would happen to all of the North Korean companies that are heavily affected by Chinese companies. Do you think that's any way to change the stock market, or do you think it'll be very minimal?
I think it'll be very minimal, because North Korea is, a more domestic state. They do a little of international business, but very little. They're a very domestic state.
Yeah, they're very isolated. They've made an effort to make sure they were always isolated.
Yeah.
All right.
And China, in their stock market, China's in a weird place right now because of the virus. And I think, China's hurting right now because they rely on a lot of international business. That's all they are, basically. They ship things out to everywhere. And they're not doing that right now because no one's buying anything right now. So their economy is really hurting, but they're hiding it because they're China.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people are thinking that as well. And especially because a lot of Chinese companies that are exporting all over the world are, like you said, pharmaceutical companies, medical companies. And obviously these Chinese medical companies are not going to thrive when a virus that is killing hundreds of thousands of people all over the world came from China.
Yeah, I do believe we have to get a lot of these companies back in the United States. We have to make stuff here.
Do you think that's going to move back towards us because of this virus and after it's all over?
I think so, because I think this virus has shown that we are really dependent on China, and that's not a good thing.
Yeah, I
think we need to be less
acted as a wake up call for everyone.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Republican or Democrat, that's a not a good thing for us.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's all the questions I have. Is there anything else you would like to add?
No, I think I'm good.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in today, and see you all next time.